Well, it's time now for a look at the day's top business news with Brian Quinn. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Garris.
You're turning back to one of our top stories, of course, Venezuela, the capture of the president, Nicolas Maduro, by the U.S. Donald Trump has made no secret of his intention to exploit Venezuela's oil reserves. First, walk us through how big the industry is and what kind of shape it's in.
So it has the potential to be among the world's largest, indeed. Venezuela actually has the world's largest known deposits of underground crude, estimated at more than 300 billion barrels. That puts it ahead of Middle Eastern giants like Saudi Arabia and Iran. In the 1990s, Venezuela was a production powerhouse, hitting a peak of around 3.5 million barrels per day. But underinvestment in infrastructure and chronic mismanagement under the Chavez and Maduro governments have sent those figures tumbling. In 2013, the country was still pumping more than 2.5 million barrels per day, but by 2018, that had fallen to less than 1.5 million. The imposition of new U.S. sanctions and the COVID pandemic saw production hit a low of just around 500,000 a day, still less than a million barrels per day as of last year. Donald Trump says the U.S. is going to need what he calls total access to overhaul Venezuela's beleaguered oil industry. Here's the president.
Venezuela right now is a dead country. We have to bring it back. And we're going to have big investments by the oil companies to bring back the infrastructure. And the oil companies are ready to go. They're going to go in. They're going to rebuild the infrastructure. You know, we built it to start off with many years ago. They took it away.
So when Donald Trump says U.S. oil firms are going to go in and rebuild, what exactly would that require?
Money, Karis, and a lot of it. Much of Venezuela's oil infrastructure has basically been left to rust. Drilling platforms, pipelines, refineries have been pillaged for scrap, looking for spare parts to be sold on the black market. Analysts estimate that getting the industry back into shape would be a $100 billion project requiring around $10 billion per year over the next decade. Among the U.S. firms that are likely to be best positioned for a role in that would be Chevron, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips. Exxon and Conoco both left Venezuela in the mid-2000s when their operations were nationalized by Nicolas Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Chevron, though, has continued to operate in Venezuela via its partnership with the country's state oil giant, PDVSA. PDVSA accounts for roughly half of Venezuela's production, with Chevron making up around a quarter. Chevron does have special licenses from the U.S. government that allow it to circumvent American sanctions. That policy was aimed at keeping some American leverage over Caracas, despite sanctions. Now, while Venezuela's oil reserves could make it a bonanza for U.S. firms, the sheer cost, as well as the risk of further instability, mean that it is far from a safe bet. Take a listen here.
A credible roadmap for political stability in Venezuela is the ultimate prerequisite. It's the number one thing on every company's checklist. It has a history of autocratic rule, stolen elections, macroeconomic failures, and especially to the point of oil and gas, resource nationalism and expropriations of oil and gas assets. When you put all that together, that's a really difficult potential playing field.
Well, meanwhile, Venezuela's top oil customer is watching these developments with clear disapproval.
So China is by far the largest importer of Venezuelan oil. Though it makes up just 4% of China's supply, it is an important component of the country's industry and one that comes with a heavy discount. The interruption of that supply as the U.S. continues what Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls its oil quarantine on Venezuela is certain to raise the ire of Beijing. Caroline Baum takes a closer look in this report.
Beijing is watching closely after U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington would take control of Venezuelan oil reserves. China's supply may now be at risk.
That affects first and foremost China, which was receiving all of the oil from Venezuela, except for the small amount from Chevron going to the U.S. Gulf Coast refineries. So China is keeping a close eye, probably with a degree of concern, on what's happening in Venezuela.
China is the single largest buyer of Venezuelan crude oil, taking in over two-thirds of exports. The world's biggest oil importer takes the shipments as repayment for loans it extended to Venezuela under Hugo Chavez. Though Venezuelan oil only accounted for approximately 4% of China's oil imports last year, the country's vast oil reserves are made up of heavy sour crude, a kind of thick and sludgy oil that China wants. It's complicated to refine, requiring a specific type of equipment, but is crucial for production of diesel, asphalt, and fuels for factories. Its discounted prices also make it popular with independent Chinese refineries. For now, the supply cuts may be cushioned by floating reserves of sanctioned oil. Nearly 82 million barrels are currently held on tankers in waters near China and Malaysia. Venezuela's heavy oil is also interesting for the U.S., which sits on reserves of light sweet crude. Good for producing gasoline, but not much else. Most American refineries were constructed to process Venezuelan crude, making them more efficient when they're using Venezuelan oil compared to American oil.
So there is certain to be a significant economic fallout for this and business fallout. It remains to be seen what exactly that's going to be. It's going to play out over the coming months, Karis.
All right, Brian Quinn, thank you very much for that business update.